السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الرمضان مبارك to all of you, inshallah. May Allah accept your deeds, your prayers, your fast, your contribution, your help to your family members, to your parents. And don't forget, Sunday is Mother's Day. Try to gift your mothers, number one, with good manners, with respect, with honor, with help, with appreciation. These are spiritual gifts. Then comes these physical and material gifts. But if we only give the material one and we deny our mothers the spiritual one, we have done nothing. We are not doing justice to them. So try to be more humble, more kind, more remembering of your mothers, more helpful of them. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا, لا سيما سيدنا ومولانا بقية الله في أرضه وحجته على عباده الحجة ابن الحسن المهدي المنتظر, عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وسهل مخرجه. So we are continuing this series on great women in the history of mankind. We mentioned some of them, we're going to mention many more inshallah. And I found that the community is interested in listening and learning about the stories, incredible stories of those women who contributed to the richness and the beauty of this life, the beauty of mankind. I was originally thinking of having a series of only 10 episodes, but now I'm contemplating of adding more personalities, more people to this list, inshallah, more women. You know, we used to hear these stories. These were bedtime stories. Many of us, we heard them when we were 2 years old, 3 years old, 5 years old. But we heard them as entertainment, not as lessons, not as a learning and an inspiring lesson. There are many morals in these stories, many morals. Those women, they did not become great because they had more money or because they were the wives of kings and emperors. They became great because of their sacrifice, my friends. Because of their sacrifice, because of what they did to help, to save, to guide the humanity. Their names were recorded in the history of mankind. And tonight, a new episode of a powerful lady, influential, powerful leader in one of the great civilizations. She used to go every day to a temple outside the city with her entourage, with her ministers, with her cabinet, with her army leaders, army officers, to worship the sun. There was a temple dedicated to worshiping and a prostration before the sun. That was her daily habit. And then she comes home after that, tired, exhausted. She had a long day. She was single. She didn't have a husband. So she goes to her palace and into her bedroom. While she's prepared to sleep, a letter was dropped into her bed. A letter carried by a bird, by a hoopoe, Hudhud. So she opens the letter. she finds it to be very honorable. إنه من سليمان وإنه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا تعلوا علي وأتوني مسلمين. Period. Two sentences. This is the story of the Queen of Sheba, who lived almost 3,000 years ago. Almost 1,000 years before the birth of the Christ. And 3,000 years from now. Her name, her Islamic name is Balqis. So she receives this letter. And she knew that the person who sent this letter is important. But at the same time, she's powerful. She has a huge army. She is leading one of the most prosperous and affluent and rich civilizations of that time. The civilization or the kingdom of Saba. There is a whole chapter in this book, whole chapter named after Saba. God says in that chapter, لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَأٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ جَنَّتَانِ عَنْ يَمِينٍ وَشِمَالٍ كُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. It's a fertile land, beautiful land, plenty of food, plenty of fruits, diversity of food and fruits. They were not shortage of, they had no shortages of on anything. It was a stable. It was a powerful country. They had peace of mind. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ. There was peace and security. There were no crimes. There is no need for people to commit a crime because they found everything they looked for. They had jobs. They had income. They had good health. They had families. They had food. They had peace. And they had democracy. The queen was not a tyrant. She was very nice and humble to her citizens. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. Beautiful land, beautiful community, طيبة, pure, beautiful, and a forgiving Lord. So this was their story. But then, of course, the story goes to say that after Bilqis, after the Queen of Sheba, those people became rebellious. As Arzu mentioned, they were not grateful. They were not grateful. They were not helping each other. They had surplus of food. And they knew that other communities next to them, they needed that food, but they used to destroy the food and not give it to the poor and the needy. This is some communities do in the month of Ramadan in some countries, not America, but some Muslim countries. After they finish iftar, there is a surplus of food, they throw it away in the trash. Whereas other people there, next door, they are in need to that food. One day the Prophet was leaving his house. While he was at the doorstep, he saw a piece of bread being thrown at the floor. So he bent down, he took it. He came inside the house. He said to his wife, listen, with this piece of bread that we can feed some hungry people, hungry stomachs, it is thrown on the floor. This piece of bread, which is thrown on the floor, it will cause God to send his punishment on the community. Be careful with the food, with the surplus of the food. When you finish and there is some left over, do not throw it away. Either save it for the next day or give it or share it with others. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. Stable community, but that community was hit with what? With what? The dam that they had in the city of Ma'rab in Yemen, which is not too far from Sana'a, the current capital of Yemen, the dam was destroyed and the whole community was flooded, and it was completely wiped out. Completely wiped out. Nobody survived. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَارِمِ, God says. Because they were not grateful. They were not helping each other. They did not appreciate God's bounties and blessings upon them. Every day is an opportunity for us to appreciate, to give thanks to God for what we have. For what we have. We have many things. We have many things in our life. We don't pay attention to them. Once we miss them, we realize that we have missed this and that. So this letter came to her, a letter of invitation. So she waited until the following day, and she consulted her council, the board of advisors that she had. And these are her characteristics. Number one, she was intelligent, she was broad-minded, and she was also a reasoning person. She was not reckless, she was not arrogant. Usually sultans and kings, usually, they become arrogant because they are at the top of the, you know, the hierarchy of the society. Nobody can change them, nobody can remove them. They become arrogant. But this lady, this queen, despite having that open power, despite having the authority over her society, she was not arrogant. So when she received this letter of invitation from Suleiman, that you must come to me and submit to God, she was not angry. She was not arrogant. She did not reject. She said, let me ask my counsel. Because she was an open-minded person. So she gathered them. She said to them, what do you think I should do here? مَا كُنْتُ قَاطِعَةً أَمْرًا. I am not the one who is going to decide on any matter of the matters of my state and my country unless I consult. مَا كُنْتُ قَاطِعَةً أَمْرًا حَتَّى تَشْهَدُونَ. Another lesson that we learn from her. She believed in consultation. She believed that when she wants to make a decision, she has to consult. Another lesson that we have to learn. Another moral in this story. مَا كُنْتُ قَاطِعَةً أَمْرًا. Though I am the sovereign, though I am the queen, and I have the right to make decisions, but I'm not going to make any decision until I'm going to ask you and seek your help and your opinion. Something which is missing from many Muslim countries and many Muslim societies and many Muslim families. We make decisions single-handedly. We don't consult. We don't ask. Principle of shura, mashwara. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, when you consult people in anything, من استشار الناس شاركها في عقولها. When you consult people regarding anything in your life, you are going to share the brains of the people, the intelligence of the people. You're going to utilize it. It is going to be helpful to you. I find some people in our society who are very old. They have much experience in their life. They are very successful, but yet, before they do anything, they consult. They ask. They practice the principle of mashwara and shura. On the other hand, I find people who are 14 and 15 and 16 and 18 and 20, they make important decisions in their life without even telling anyone, thinking that they are the most intelligent. We must consult. Consult. When you consult, you don't fail. You don't fail. Because sometimes your brain jams. Especially when you don't eat or drink in Ramadan. It happens. So you have to ask. You have to ask others. So she said, I am not going to answer this letter of invitation until you give me the answer. You tell me what to do. They said to her, don't worry. نَحْنُ أُولُو قُوَّةٍ وَأُولُو بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ. This is a powerful community. We have lots of weapon. We have a strong Pentagon. Okay? We have huge army. Go ahead. Go ahead. We will fight. نَحْنُ أُولُو قُوَّةٍ وَأُولُو بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ. But at the end of the day, وَالْأَمْرُ إِلَيْكِ فَانْظُرِي مَا تَأْمُرِينَ. We leave the decision because you are the sovereign. The decision is yours at the end of the day. Because she was not arrogant, and also her third character. So what was her first character? Intelligence. What was the second one? She believed in the principle of mashwara, consultation. What is the third character? She loved her country. She puts her country before herself. Some presidents put themselves before their countries. Some presidents put their own narrow interests before the interest of their nations. And hence you have disasters. But she did not do that. She said, my country is more important than me. My people are more important than me. Here I have to take an account the interest of my nation, the interest of my sha'b, my people. This is the righteous leader. A righteous leader who says, listen, don't worry about me as a person. I could die. I could go. Okay? I want to keep the country healthy and strong. Because he does not cling to the seat. He does not want to stay there forever. He's ready to sacrifice himself, his family, for the sake of his country. Whereas dictators, they don't care about their countries. They don't care about their people. All what they care about, themselves and their seats. But this honorable lady, the queen of Sheba, Bilqis, alayhi salam, she said, my country is more important. And therefore, I don't want to destroy my country. She said to them the following. In chapter 27, her story is mentioned in that chapter. إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا. Verily, when those tyrants or kings who are powerful, if they invade a land, they're going to destroy that land. They're going to corrupt the land. أَفْسَدُوهَا. وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةَ. وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. And they make the honorable people of that country, that society, they make them what? Cheap. They make them homeless. They destroy their life. And I'm not going to do that. I'm going to answer him with a positive answer. So who brought the letter to Bilqis? The Hoopoe, the Hudhud. Because Sulaiman alayhi salam, he had an authority not only over ins, over humans, he had authority over jinn. He had authority over birds, over animals, insects. So one day he was inspecting the birds. وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرِ فَقَالَ مَا لِي لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدْ. There is a seat vacant. Where is the hoopoe? Where is he? He's not there. He should be here. So he said, once he comes back, I will punish him. Maybe I will even murder him. لَأُعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا أَوْ لَأَذْبَحَنَّهُ. I will even murder him if he does not bring me a reasonable reason why he's missing. He should not miss his time, his place, his position. He should be here on time. So when the bird came back, he was worried. Sulaiman said to him, where you've been? He said to him, جِئْتُكَ مِن سَبَئٍ بِنَبَئٍ يَقِينٍ. I have a story that you don't know. A new story that even you, as a prophet, as a king, you don't know. فَمَكَثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. After a short period of time, the hoopoe, the bird, فقال أحط بما لم تحط به. I now have me as a bird. I have a news that you as a prophet and as a king you don't have. Something that I have. Why? Because he wanted to bribe Suleiman. So Suleiman would not punish him. Okay? So he said to him, now I have something in you to tell you that you don't know about it. أَحَطُّ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ وَجِئْتُكَ مِنْ سَبَأٍ from the kingdom of Saba in the south. Saba was in Yemen. Suleiman was in Syria, in Palestine. There is a distance. There is several hundred kilometers between them. وَجِئْتُكَ مِنْ سَبَأٍ بِنَبَأٍ يَقِينٍ. So Suleiman said to him, what is this story? What did you discover? قال إني وجدت امرأة تملكهم. Number one, I went to a civilization being ruled by a lady. And this is something odd. Usually men are in charge, alhamdulillah, everything. But this time I found a lady, a queen, ruling those people. إني وجدت امرأة تملكهم. تملكهم, though تملك is ownership, but he did not mean ownership. He meant ruling over them or governing them. Ruling over them. And then the second thing I found, وَأُوتِيَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. She has been given of everything she needs at her disposal. Their kingdom is rich. Imagine, this bird is coming from Syria, from the kingdom of Suleiman. And Suleiman thought he's the most powerful person. He thought that he has everything. But the bird is telling him, we are behind them. They are ahead of us. Imagine, this is Yemen 3,000 years ago. And now Yemen, 18 million people are starving to death right now. Right now. وَأُوتِيَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَلَهَا عَرْشٌ عَظِيمٌ. Her throne is a mighty throne. I look at her throne, it's a great. And then the fourth thing that I found, وَجَدْتُهَا وَقَوْمَهَا يَسْجُدُونَ لِلشَّمْسِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Something very strange. Rather than worshipping God, prostrating before God, they were prostrating before the sun with her community. وَقَوْمَهَا يَسْجُدُونَ لِلشَّمْسِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Imagine a bird is analyzing this situation. Now let me ask you a question. Was he the bird himself saying this? Or it was something else, another power? The bird himself, he had that intelligent, you know, power of understanding, not only telling him the news, but he was analyzing the situation for him. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ وَأَعْمَالَهُمْ. Satan made their deeds look fine in their eyes. So they started worshipping the sun. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ وَأَعْمَالَهُمْ فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ. Satan deterred them from the right path, sabil. So was he the bird? No, the scholars say no. The bird was saying this. He was a spokesperson. But these were inspirations by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who's saying these is God. The bird is transferring the message to Suleiman alayhi salam. So Suleiman said, listen, I will check and see. I will check and see the authenticity of this story. And if the story is right, then you are forgiven. If not, I'm going to punish you. So he checked again, and he realized that the story. He said, okay, if this is the case, send this letter. I'm going to send them a letter. Give it to her, and bring me the answer. And this is where he sent the letter to Bilqis. So Bilqis, she received the letter, and she decided that she is going to go and march towards the north and go to Palestine and meet with Suleiman. But since the throne was a unique throne, she said to her bodyguards and her council and those who would stay behind, to lock it up in the palace. Put it in a room, lock the room. Don't allow anyone to come and touch this throne until she comes back to it. They said, okay. Yes, sir. She was not sir, of course. She was a madame. Yes, ma'am. So they locked it. And while she took off from Yemen going to the north to meet Suleiman and to submit to him, Suleiman was sitting in Palestine. He said, who is among you who can bring me her throne from Yemen to Palestine before she arrives here? So there were many people there. One of them, قَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ مِنَ الْجِنِ. Ifrit min al-jinn. He's jinn, but a rebellious jinn. Rebellious. This is why we call some kids ifrit. And alhamdulillah, we have enough of them in our communities. Those are rebellious. They are disobedient. They don't listen to their parents. So when they don't listen to their parents, they are called what? Ifrit. So this ifrit, who is originally jinn, he's jinn, okay, but a rebellious one. He said, I am going to take care of that. قبل أن تقوم من مقامك. Before you stand off your throne, I have the power of bringing, transferring the throne of Balqis all the way from Yemen, several hundred kilometers. Fly it with UPS, bring it to Palestine. Suleiman said to him, no, this is long. Before I stand, how long it takes before he stands? 10 seconds. He said, no, I want it to be faster. Faster than that. Then, قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. Another man who was successor to Suleiman. He said he had the secret of the book, of part of the book, min al-kitab, not the whole book, part of the book. He said to him, أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ طَرْفُكَ. Before the blink of an eye, I can bring it to you immediately. So Suleiman said to him, go ahead. Within less than a second, the throne of Bilqis was transferred all the way from Yemen to Palestine, before her arrival. Abu Sa'id al-Khidri, one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, سَأَلْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said to him, Ya Rasulullah, who was this person who had that secret code? And he was able to transfer the throne for less than a blink of an eye. Who was he? The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ذَلِكَ وَصِيُّ أَخِي سُلَيْمَانُ بْنُ دَاوُدُ. He was the wasi means successor. He was the successor of my brother, Sulaiman, the son of Dawood. And then Abu Sa'id says, I asked him about chapter 13, Surah Al-Ra'd, where God says in the book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in that chapter, he says, what does he say? He said, وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ. The Arabs in Mecca, they say to Muhammad, you are not a prophet. Say to them, Ya Muhammad, say to them, answer them, that it is suffices for me that on my side is God is supporting me. God, who else beside God? ويقول الذين كفروا لست مرسلا قل كفى بالله شهيدا God and بيني وبينكم ومن عنده علم الكتاب and the one who has the knowledge of the entire book. Not part of it. Abu Sa'id al-Khidri, in a book called Yanabi'u al-Mawadda, he said, Ya Rasulullah, who is that person? Because it cannot be the Prophet himself. Are you with me? Because they are asking the Prophet. Asking the Prophet, who says you are a Prophet? The Prophet said, God is saying, and the one who has the knowledge of the book. So it cannot be the Prophet himself. The Prophet definitely has the knowledge of the book. But in this scenario, it's not him. It's someone else. Abu Sa'id says, Ya Rasulullah, who is he? Rasulullah said, ذَلِكَ وَصِيِّ عَلِيُّ بْنُ أَبِي طَالِبُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. The successor of Sulaiman had part of the book. قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب. Part. من بعضية. Part. Ali ibn Abi Talib has the knowledge of the entire book. وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ. So, before she arrived, let's reach the conclusion of this beautiful story. Sulaiman said, listen, let's test the intelligence of this lady before she arrives. I want you to disguise نَكِّرُ لَهَا عَرْشَهَا. Disguise her a throne for her, because the throne is already there in Palestine. She doesn't know. She's still on the way, going to Palestine. The throne arrived before her. نَكِّرُ لَهَا عَرْشَهَا. Disguise the throne. Make some modifications. So when she arrives and she looks at it, to see whether she would realize or she does not realize. So they made some modifications on that throne. When she came, Sulaiman said to her, Do you recognize what you see in front of you? Is this similar to what you have seen in your life in the past? She said, كَأَنَّهُ هُوَ. I think I've seen this before. Referring to her throne. She was very intelligent. She arrived and Sulaiman invited her to accept Islam. And this was her last sentence. قالت, when she arrived into the pavilion, into the royal court, قالت ربي إني ظلمت نفسي. For so many years, rather than worshipping you, I was prostrating before the sun. So I wronged myself and my community. قالت ربي إني ظلمت نفسي وأسلمت مع سليمان لله رب العالمين. Now I submit with King Solomon. I would submit to the authority of the Lord of the universe. And she entered his palace. Sulaiman, alhamdulillah, had a lot of energy, so he asked to marry her. Good for him. Because she's coming all the way from Yemen to Palestine, so he must take care of her. And what is better than marrying her, you know? So he proposed to her, and she accepted the proposal. And Sulaiman married her, and then she delivered a baby boy for him. And she lived with him in the palace. And subsequently, her community, when they heard that their queen, their sovereign, accepted Islam and submitted to God, they also submitted to God. But unfortunately, that son could not live for a long time. The son died when he was young, and his mother, unfortunately, after the death of her son, she also died. And she is buried in the city of Antakya. Antakya is north of Syria. Now it is part of the Turkish territories, but it used to be part of Syria, the old Syria. So she was buried in the city of Antakya. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. Inshallah, in the upcoming nights, we're going to discuss the life and the legacy and the history of many other women, great women in the history of mankind. And who knows, it could be next time, at the end of the month, we discuss the life of one of you. I will choose one of you to speak about her. I will call you to give me your biography, because you contributed to the community. So be on a standby. Please cook good meals for your husbands, good iftar and good suhoor, so you can win, inshallah, this lottery soon, inshallah. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat. Men are becoming jealous, I am telling you. The way they look at me, I can sense they are getting jealous. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat. والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات اللهم تقبل صلاتنا وصيامنا ودعاءنا وقيامنا وقرآننا في هذا الشهر العظيم، واجعل القرآن شفيعنا يوم القيامة يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. واجعلنا اللهم من أنصاره وأعوانه، وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.